Hello and welcome back. My name is Norubal and this is Podcast the Podcast. On today's episode, we will be talking about maintaining a healthy diet and having self-confidence. I'm sorry about that. And body confidence. Now, today, the best thing in this world is not to worry about what others think. To focus on yourself and your own flaws. Go to the gym, have a low-fat diet, drink some shakes maybe, but not anything too powerful for you. Maintain a low proportions whenever you eat. Now, all these people are saying, don't eat any of this big, fat, juicy stuff, and I totally agree with them, except when you do that to yourself, it's because the reason you're getting bigger and you're losing that self-confidence that you so desperately need right now, the reason you're losing that is because you're not maintaining yourself. You see food and you go for it. We are going to get into a right mindset and body set to where we can power through those urges and conquer them one by one. I will be walking you step by step and on how to improve. Today, we will be talking about, like I already said, body positivity and self-confidence. If you are self-aware and think people are staring at you, get that out of your head. If they are looking at you, it's because they're jealous of how confident you are. You are beautiful. You are rocking it. And strut it. Don't let anybody tell you different. If you want to lose weight, then this is the perfect place for you. Go to the gym. It doesn't have to be every day. Maintain a schedule of at least every other day going to the gym. Cycle through workouts. Do core and upper body, cardio and lower body, abdomen and abs. Same thing. Maintain the mindset. Go on walks. Go outside with your children. Go outside with your friends. Go outside with your pets. Be outside. Now, it is late March or early March, but the cold is just another blockage. Now, whether you take the leap to go over or through it is on you. Just like with body positivity, same thing. If you aren't going to try for it, it's not going to happen. I need you to stay with me and stay strong. Check into this podcast every day. We'll learn new things. Let's get straight into the episode. Alrighty, on this episode, like I said previously, we're going to talk about different ways to maintain your self-confidence and your body confidence. So, like I said previously, maintain a gym schedule. But if that is out of reach for you, if you're a younger student, if you're a younger man or younger woman, try to maintain a healthy time between sitting down and standing up and moving. I myself, I'm 13, I sit down a lot. I need to do this as well. So if you feel like nobody's there, trust me, I'm right here with you. But what you need to do is every an hour and a half to 2 hours, stand up, stretch, walk around your house, ask to be excused, walk outside, embrace the earth that God has given us. Embrace your body that God has gracefully given you. If you aren't confident with yourself, don't worry. God has a plan for you. We have a plan for you. But it's only going to work if you believe you have a plan for you. If you aren't interested in doing this, doing the work, don't be expected for a result. But if you are still here, then you want to change. And I greatly, greatly respect you for that. But right now, what you need to do is have a very nutrition but low fat carb diet. It doesn't mean cut bread and dairy out entirely. It means eat smaller proportions. Maintain a healthier lifestyle. People say eat chicken wraps, eat salads, but none of that's gonna work if you eat big proportions of that. Because not only is it the fat and the juices and the condiments and the size that you eat that do that to you, it's how much of it that you're eating. If you get a nice baked potato, put everything on it, it's gonna obviously bring you up a little bit. But if you eat a smaller one, it's gonna have less effect than the bigger one. So having that self-confidence and that right mindset to push through the urge to get more food will make you change. If you get hungry after eating, drink a bottle of water, sit down, run around, be active, get your mind off of it. Do some homework, do some schoolwork. Do some work. Go outside, play with your dogs. They need love too, just as much as you. What we're gonna do over these next few episodes is build the mindset for you. You're gonna follow along and watch it. We're gonna help you out as much as we can, but we need you to participate and help with us. We respect and honor every single one of you trying to make change, but that will only be a success if you want to make change. This is Podcast the Podcast. This isn't just for a way for me to get out there. This is a way for you to get out there. I'm not doing this for me. I'm doing this for you. You need help. We're going to give you the help. If you want help, we're going to make the help come. We're going to help you succeed in a way that nobody has before. We're going to get you in such a right mindset that you're going to be strutting your stuff down Knoxville or wherever you are right now with confidence and without care. And if people do body shame you, that's because they're jealous. Because of how confident you are of yourself to be doing that. And you do not stop. This is called Podcast, but it is also a motivational podcast. So if you need any help, reach out to us at this number.